Good morning, world. Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Time for the morning show, Monday edition. Hope y'all are having a great day out there. Got your host, James, here. Thank you very much. Sorry, all right, settle down. I was pausing for the cheering. And I keep doing that. And we have Laura with us.
Yes, hi, it's me.
Laura, our producer around these parts.
That
we
is
a producer.
What I do.
We appreciate and produce her. So we're producing the appreciation of her. That's what we're doing right here.
That is what we're doing.
It's a Monday show, everybody.
It is.
We're here to have some fun.
Happy Monday.
Got a bunch of great things we're going to dive into this morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner.
Yay.
We got a study about marinating meat and how that could cut cancer risks.
Okay.
That is coming up. We will also get into the top trending Halloween costumes.
Sure.
Get into that one. I've also got a side category of top adult costumes. The costumes that
perfect. I'm glad that we're separating them.
I think the article kind of did, so we will get into that a little bit.
Cool.
We've got that one coming up. It's a Monday, 10 o'clock. Hour, you know what that means. Kitchen's open.
Yeah,
we'll have that joining us. We'll have Beth, and brought to us by the Hotel Meat.
Indeed.
Shout out to them. We'll also get into a little bit of entertainment news. We'll say goodbye to a legend. Mm-hmm. We will talk a little bit about another legend, and we've got another legend that comes up. So,
well,
bunch of legendary,
talk. Segment.
All of that coming up for you. We're looking forward to. We got some other great stuff we'll get into in the 10 o'clock hour coming up, as well as good stories that they are scheduled and plenty more.
Mm-hmm.
I have some. Guinness records I want to talk about and everything, but
sure.
Laura, I thought a great place would be to start with our National Day of Calendar, and today is Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, in the state of Wisconsin, we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, and I grabbed a little printable from the teacher materials section at the National Museum of the American Indian Smithsonian website, and I just want to read this little bit to you guys kind of as a way to explain what Indigenous Peoples Day is all about and how we can perhaps put into practice respecting it. Quote, many students learn the phrase, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But Columbus was not the first foreign explorer to land in the Americas. Neither he nor those that came before him discovered America, because indigenous peoples have populated the Western Hemisphere for tens of thousands of years. European contact resulted in devastating loss of life, disruption of tradition, and enormous loss of lands for indigenous peoples in the Americas. It is estimated that in the 130 years following first contact, Native America lost 95% of its population. Indigenous peoples are still here. Contemporary Native Americans have led numerous movements to advocate for their own rights. Native people continue to fight to maintain the integrity and viability of indigenous societies. American Indian history is one of cultural persistence, creative adaptation, renewal, and resilience. Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated on the second Monday of October and recognizes the resilience and diversity of the indigenous people of the United States. So, celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day today. They've had a hard enough time. And Columbus didn't even set foot on what would be the United States of America anyway. So, like...
Oh, as long as we're throwing things like that in, quit trying to make Columbus Day an Italian holiday. It's not. Columbus wasn't Italian. He was
Spanish.
Stop
making this an Italian thing.
Give us a real holiday or don't. Just quit phoning it in.
Yep.
But most importantly about this day is not only, I think, sharing culture and yep. awareness and understanding, but bringing attention to the fact that still to this day, many indigenous people have a lack of higher education or an ability mm-hmm. for it. Scholarship availability, so many of those things
yeah.
That are important to note and bring up on days like this, as always.
Well, and the fact that we're all still on indigenous land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And another side note, you are a good reader. Awful handy.
That's what all my teachers said in English class too.
That was my follow up question. I was wondering, did you start as a good reader or you developed
it? Just came naturally.
Right on.
I'm built for this, baby.
You might have to teach me a little bit. The Cleveland Metro Parks Zoo in Ohio is asking members of the public to help name a critically endangered eastern black rhino calf born at the facility.
Okay.
The zoo said the calf
calf was born on September 13th to mother Kibibi and is already taking wobbly steps around the indoor habitat. And if you have not seen a baby rhino walk, it is worth watching.
Oh, yes.
The zoo is asking the public to vote on potential names for the calf on its website. The suggested names are Makina, which means a happy one,
okay.
Kenza, which means treasure, and Kamari, which means like the moon.
Oh, those are all really cool names. I was just thinking of something silly like Wobbly.
I think Wobbly works really good. Hungry works,
ooh,
you know.
Solid. Although it is a rhino. Save Hungry for the hippos.
I know. It was a reach.
You were aiming for it. I saw where you were going.
Just tried. Quote, in addition to providing exemplary care for the rhinos here in Cleveland, the zoo is also committed to protecting them in the wild through its longtime support of wildlife conservation projects.
Mm-hmm.
Funds raised through the calf naming contest will go directly to its important conservation efforts.
Okay.
And you only got a couple more days to vote on this, everybody.
Better head over there. I'll be sure to link that in the show notes.
I've
on the podcast.
I think this is not only a fun one, but I like to see more of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's quite a bit that already goes on, but I think it'd be a fun one that more and more places would do this. I think our local zoo has done some things like this before.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think they have. I'm not 100%.
Oh, no, you know what? I think we named that Zadonk, didn't we?
Maybe. Yes. Yes. Maybe.
Doesn't
yes.
that sound right?
I think so. It sure
or
doesn't.
I'm losing it and we both imagined it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which in that case, you know.
Sorry, everyone.
Insanity loves company. you can go to ClevelandZooSociety.org, ClevelandZooSociety.org, and I'll have that put aside, Laura, so you can throw it into the show notes there.
Fantastic.
And everything. But I've already voted on it.
What'd you vote for? The moon one, right?
Yes, I voted for the moon one. Yes, I did. 100% completely. One more for you as we get into our opening monologue here. A Kentucky man is going for an awesome world record.
Okay.
A Kentucky man with an annual tradition of going all out for Halloween decorating is now attempting to clinch a Guinness World Record with his latest setup. The Cold Springs resident, dubbed himself Halloween Herm, has been decorating the Village Green Drive from Halloween for decades.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little bit last week in
right.
Halloween Herm and everything.
And so we have an update?
Well, he's still, it looks like he may have the record. I'm going to follow it. They're supposed to have word on it. Actually, they're supposed to have word on it this morning and it didn't come through.
Gotcha.
But we should find out sometime in the next day or two. But this one got me, my mom heard this and she was, her and I were talking about it over the weekend a little bit. And she doesn't feel like she has seen as many houses with Halloween decorations out this year.
I wonder if they're just not up yet.
That's what I said.
Because it was warm later.
Yes, that's exactly what
I was. It felt like summer longer.
So I wonder if people maybe just wanted to take their time doing it, or
yeah.
maybe they just didn't even think about it, you know, because that's the way it was for us.
I know, that's how I did it. I don't even have my Halloween stuff up yet. In fact, I now might do that tonight.
Just wasn't really thinking about it, you
right.
know? It's one of those. So I'd like to hear from the audience. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. Let us know, have you seen as many as usual with these?
Or do you have yours out?
Yes, because we want to know. You can also call or text us through the Civic Media app. Encourage you to do just that.
Yeah.
And as long as you've got the app out and you're going ahead and messaging us and everything, keep in mind we are still collecting Halloween events. If you're a nonprofit group and you're hosting a Halloween activity or an event this month, please let us know. We'd
yeah.
like to share it with our listeners. We also will have trick-or-treat times for our local communities later in the month.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Seth and we'll probably make another commercial for it too
yep.
or something like that.
It worked real good like that last year.
Yeah, that was really nice. So we're looking forward to that, but we can't do this without your Halloween parties and events and all that.
So you can text that in on the Civic Media app, or you can email it at info@wfhr.com, or you can call Pam at 715-424-1300.
And just another reminder, everybody, that we are collecting teams for Day of Caring. That is coming up on right here in the Wisconsin Rapids area on October 25th,
mm-hmm.
brought to us by our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
Yes.
You can put together a team, or if you are solo and you don't have a team, they'll put you with one if you'd like.
Yes, they will.
They are also, you know, not only doing this, but, you know, the size of the lawn will work with the team
mm-hmm.
and everything. So it isn't going to just be you and 50 acres.
Right.
They work around these things and stuff. I want to thank everybody who has submitted lawns.
Yeah, and everyone who has volunteered so far. Absolutely.
Please keep up the volunteering, because the more hands on deck, the more lawns we are able to get
mm-hmm.
and rake. And so we appreciate you being a part part of that, everybody. Mm-hmm. And find out more, because it is campaign season. It is go time.
Yes, it is.
At the United Way. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to head on over there and subscribe to their Facebook page and all that. Keep up to date on all the things they are doing over there. Mm-hmm. Laura and I will take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They will be open for the week tomorrow, so you got today to collect your cars, your what you want for, start off your day tomorrow and everything. And then be ready to completely change your mind when you see their specials for the week.
Oh, man. I always do.
Be sure to subscribe to their Facebook page as well. Keep up to date on the things they are doing over there. Yeah. If you head over there, they've got a nice thank you thing that they put out there for some of their bigger fans over there. And mm-hmm. Melissa Kay is on the list.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
Shout out to Mel. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Ooh. They've got a lot of ham in the specials right now.
Oh, nice, nice.
An Easter wrap, a hot ham sandwich, ham steak and eggs, an Easter omelet with ham.
All good ideas. It's also a good idea. Oh, do you have something else?
No.
Oh, all good
ideas.
I'm just
thinking about all the omelet. There's potato.
It is also a good idea to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. You can do that emailing us at info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600 gets us here in the studio. And if you'd rather talk to Pam, that is 1300.
We appreciate you joining the conversation, everybody. Looking forward to talking with each and every one of you. Let's take a look at our list. Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Mary Kitzke.
Okay.
Kitsky, I think it is.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Mary, enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. And to Stephen Torgas.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Happy birthday to both of you. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. I would like to make an announcement that from now on, Civic Media will only be hiring people with easy-to-say last names.
Yes, please.
Just from now on, nothing but Smiths and Johnsons. I'm kidding.
But also, happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday, both of you. We hope you have a great day.
And Stephen.
Taking a look at our local celebrities, we have a happy birthday to Alex Gibbs.
Oh, cool.
Enjoy your day, Alex. Hope it's a good one for you. And to our qualifiers celebrating their 18th anniversary, Jacob and Katie Johnson.
Ah, congratulations, Jacob and Katie.
Congrats, you two. Hope it's a great birthday, a great anniversary for you both.
Yeah.
Enjoy your anniversary. Have a good one. Mm-hmm. Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? We take a look at that list. Caleb McLaughlin is 24. He is Lucas on Stranger Things.
Okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
Does a good job. A great young actor. Can't believe he's 24.
It's sneaking up on us all of them, that whole cast.
AOC is 36, New York Congresswoman. Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Just a beautiful name. A beautiful name. Let's see here.
She's fantastic.
Ashanti is 45.
Oh, Ashanti.
R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Baron Cohen is 54.
Cool.
He is Ali G, Borat, a couple of others, but has gone much more into a more serious acting route as of late.
Yeah, he's given it a go.
And has been incredible.
Yeah.
He is a very, very good dramatic actor. He's just a good all-around actor, but also sneaky, kind of one of those people that everybody likes to have on set, apparently. He's a really, really good vibe on the set and stuff.
Well, that's good.
It seems like every movie he makes a new best friend. Mm. Like, he's collecting more best friends and everything. Rhett Atkins is 56.
Cool.
Country singer whose son goes by the name Thomas Rhett.
Okay. Wow. All right.
That's a cool way to do it, actually.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool way to do it.
I don't hate that. I really don't.
You could have been Thomas Atkins, but I think Thomas Rhett sounds a little bit better, actually. And it's a cool
And I recognize both of those names. We play both of those on the station across the hall.
And that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Hmm. Nancy Kerrigan is 56.
Cool.
Her story it's unfortunate that it ends in that
the way that it did.
Her career ends the way it does. Her story is still going, of course, and everything. But I hate that such a well celebrated Olympian that's all that most people talk about or remember of her. It's a shame.
Yeah, it was robbed from her.
Tisha Campbell is 57. Oh, Gina cool. on Martin. Mm-hmm. She was on Dr. Ken and My Wife and Kids and a couple of other shows. Good actor.
Yeah.
Good actor. Let's see here. Kate Walsh is 58. She is Addison on Grey's Anatomy and Private sure. Practice.
Okay.
The greatest wide receiver of all time is 63, Jerry Rice.
Oh, cool.
Jerry Rice was... Oh, I should also mention what...
Go ahead. Go for it.
He was runner-up to Drew Lachey on season 2 of Dancing with the Stars. Okay, so get that in there. People might not know
Jerry
from
Rice?
His football career. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
So it's a little surprising because usually athletes win those things. Like at least from what I remember early on,
yeah,
like Donald Driver
won. Drew Lachey was a boy band dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll help. That'll
he was
help.
He was one of the 98 Degrees brothers.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that's definitely going to help you out.
God, I hate that I have that information stored up there.
Well, you know, it's...
Anyway, happy birthday, Jerry Rice.
It's a good thing that you can put it into use during Bird Before Listening. So you can catch it on Sundays at 9.
Yes, you can.
Jerry Rice was...
Sundays at 9.
Jerry Rice was not one point in his high school, college, or pro career ever the fastest or strongest player on the field. Mm. But nobody worked harder than that man. I looked up to him from a young age as somebody just as his work ethic and the way he is and stuff, and more than as an athlete. And I love to see a guy going from college to the pros and the Hall of Fame and all that. So I'm watching Jerry Rice's Hall of Fame speech, and it's pretty normal and what you'd expect. And then at the end of it, he starts talking about advice to younger players. And it's all about being in the moment
okay.
and enjoying it. That he got to the end of his career, literally the end of his career. He's in Seattle. He knows he's going to get cut from the team. He's not even going to make the pro team for the season and all that. And he's looking around the locker room and he's like, God, I'm going to miss these guys. And then he starts realizing... Oh, I miss my friends, my early years in my career. And he's starting to realize I didn't enjoy any of this. Yeah. He never enjoyed his career. He was so busy. You watch the 49ers winning their first Super Bowl and you see everybody popping champagne but Jerry. Mm-hmm. Because he's over in a side room watching footage of the game because he had two drop catches. It's a nice reminder to all of us to be in the moment more and enjoy life a little bit more and everything. Because if that guy had that moment, I mean... Yeah. And still to this day, not a better wide receiver. I ain't seen anybody better than Jerry Rice. I still haven't.
Sure.
Marie Osmond is 66.
Ah, oh, cool.
She's a little bit country and her brother's a little bit rock and roll.
Just a little bit.
Let's see here. Marie came in third in season 5 of Dancing with the Stars.
And Donnie and Marie were on The Masked Singer.
Oh, were they?
They were.
That's smart. That's a smart idea.
I also think Donnie won the first year.
John Ford Coley is 77, half of England Dan and John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see you tonight is an amazing song. It still holds up. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay.
Sammy Hagar is 78.
All right.
Sammy can drive 55 anywhere pretty much now.
I mean, it's true.
It's pretty much, it's a fair. He took over for David Lee Roth and Van Halen. And I always thought that was impressive because Sammy Hagar had a fine solo career.
Right.
He really did not need Van Halen.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he did. And it was a completely different thing, and it's still controversial within subsects of humanity.
I love early Van Halen. I like all of those songs. I grew up on those songs. Sammy Hagar was by far and away a better frontman for Van Halen.
Yes.
Way better. Like, it's not even close.
And just generally a better guy.
Yeah. Well,
he was a better bandmate.
Just bottom line, which you could tell because the band had arguably a better, more successful career once he joined and everything. Again, it's nothing. It worked with David Lee Roth, and it's not even against David Lee Roth, really.
No, and he had a lot of talent and a lot of skill, but he also had a lot of baggage that weighed it down.
Oh, and a lot of ego. To this day,
well,
I'm not sure David Lee Roth's ego could fit in Wyoming.
You're correct. But to be fair to David Lee Roth and his ego, that was kind of part of the bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was what we liked about it.
You just can't believe your own hype.
But not for a long time.
You can't believe your own hype.
It does not have longevity.
I don't believe, if I was one of those celebrities that had a cologne that was named after me, or my own cologne or something, I would not wear it. David Lee Roth would. That's what I'm talking about here, that ego and everything that still exists to this day. Desmond Wilson is 79. You big dummy. The big dummy from Lamet Stanford in Stanford and Stun.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you big dummy.
Sorry.
I'm coming for you, Wheezy.
Okay.
God, I love Stanford and Stun. Paul Simon is 84.
Oh, that's cool.
Lost in the shadow, of course, 84. Of Art Garfunkel. Paul Simon, strong, solid
Paul Simon.
Career.
Yeah.
I just actually heard Weird Al Yankovic covering You Can Call Me Al from Paul Simon.
Oh.
So he did a really good job.
Oh. It was really good. I need to find that.
See, he did it out of the accordion
and
everything.
Of course
he did. It's really good. It's really good.
Oh.
Paul Simon, one of our better songwriters.
Absolutely.
I don't know enough to talk about his singing or anything, but as a songwriter, one of the better American songwriters.
I also genuinely like You Can Call Me Al. It's just a really good song.
Yeah.
I like it.
Some people no longer with us, like Margaret Thatcher, born on this day in 1925, British Prime Minister from 1979 to 1990. Most of us growing up, that was our face of England in some ways, was Margaret Thatcher. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, the first woman to do that job.
Yeah.
A tradition that she kept up about being just steel in that job, and how different the prime ministership has gone since Margaret Thatcher.
I mean, to be fair, the presidency hasn't been a lot better.
Seeing a theme there, a coincidence.
It's almost still,
Yeah, yeah. That's the most funny thing in the world.
We're
one of the most funny things in the world
at this point.
Yeah, and arguably the most groundbreaking comedian of all time,
sure.
Lenny Bruce, born on this day in 1925. Mm. There was nothing like Lenny Bruce before.
Mm-hmm.
People were still telling knock-knock jokes. People were still trying to figure out how far can I go? What's the line here with an audience? How far can I push things?
Mm-hmm.
Lenny Bruce was on the other side of that line. Mm-hmm. Lenny Bruce never even worried about the line. Lenny Bruce just went up there and did his thing. Was also a huge, like, without trying to be, I think, getting against censorship.
Okay.
Fighting for Jewish comedians, along with all ethnicities. Incredible comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Way, way funny. Way funnier than most would ever remember. Or no, because Lenny Bruce is really kind of forgotten in history. One more time, wishing a happy anniversary and birthday to everybody out there celebrating. Enjoy your day.
Absolutely.
And make sure to get us more birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you tomorrow, everybody. And of course, get them to us, info@WFHR.com, or direct message us, or call up, of course, using the Civic Media app tomorrow, or if you want, later on in the show and everything.
Yeah.
We got a couple sent to us on Facebook over the weekend, so that's always a good way to do it. Keep them coming, everyone. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate than tomorrow with our friends at El Cafe.
Yeah.
We'll have more coming up for you after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Local Laker Own Radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. I thought this was quite interesting, and I wanted to dive into it. Marinating meat can make it taste much better.
That's true.
But it could also save your life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
Research has shown that grilling or cooking anything at a high temperature creates compounds that are
carcinogenic.
Meaning they can cause cancer. But a recent study found that marinating meat first can neutralize those compounds and lower your risk by 90%.
Wow.
You just have to marinate your meat for at least 40 minutes using herbs, spices, and some sort of acid. A few common ones are vinegar, wine, and lemon juice.
Right. Or lime juice.
That's not on here, but yeah, lime juice would work too, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. I really like the taste of char, and if it means I'm going to get cancer from my steak, that's just something I'm willing to risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, I mean, marinated steak is good. It's just I don't always want a flavor. Sometimes I just want it to taste like charred meat with salt on it.
Steak is one of the pretty much all meat. 100%. Most meats are this way, but steak, I almost refuse to have anything with it.
Right?
I don't need any A1. Unless the steak's bad. You could tell to me the steak is bad if I'm using that stuff.
There's that, but if I was using the meat I was grilling to make like tacos or something, that would be different. I would marinate that. I marinate steak when I make, or well, not steak, but I marinate the meat that I use when I make kebabs. But if I'm not going to marinate my full steak. I want just meat with salt on it. Sorry.
Food and I hear you. Foodandwine.com has this complete article if you'd like. This is the
it's very interesting, though. It really is.
It really is. It's a combination of UCLA Health Center and numerous other studies that put this together and found this out. And I find, you know, even if you're not, whether you're doing this or not, whether you're a meat eater or not, I think that the one thing we can take from this is these new discoveries we're making.
Sure. Well, and you don't have to be a meat eater to be interested in the idea of marinating and the charring that causes carcinogens, because that can happen in grilled tofu and grilled vegetables too. It's just as relevant for them. Also, you know, we can talk about marinades. Marinades are cool. Marinades work all kinds of things. I love marinades.
Marinades are great.
But, you know, time and place. Not my steak.
Been doing a lot of just trying to find a dentist. I've been searching up and down the state, literally looking for that and everything. And I came across something and went down a rabbit hole of it. I just don't know how many. If this is common and everybody knows this already,
I'll let you know.
Yeah, please go ahead and just laugh at me, everyone. You're welcome to. But they're finding more and more ways now to cure like a lot of dental issues. Without surgery. Without having to rip the tooth out or any of these things.
The technology has advanced to a point where
a lot of medications can often solve a lot of these things where you don't have to necessarily remove the tooth or some of that stuff.
Sometimes,
it's wild to me. Like, that's a game changer. Like, how is this not talked about more? I felt
because nobody can afford those treatments.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's got to be a big part of it. But even with that, though, I'm just a little surprised because...
Yeah, it's just not well known because people can't afford the expensive new treatment. They can only afford to have it ripped out.
That part, you and I, we'll be touching on that stuff throughout the run of this show
for the rest of time until universal healthcare.
But I do again like to take these. You could do two things at once with your brain. You can think and have that thought there that is important and noteworthy, as much as, man, that's pretty darn cool. We're accomplishing some pretty cool stuff
That science is rad, man.
I know that a lot of our society can be all or nothing sometimes. Like, did we cure cancer? No. And then we're moving on.
Then it's not good enough yet.
But it's that we don't get to that without these steps, without finding out these things. Yeah. And none of us know what of one of these discoveries could lead to that whole breaking news, we have solved this or something.
And let's not, you know, shoot down the amount of effort it took just to get this little step. You know, science is rad.
A lot of really important research science being done and researchers working on that is pretty darn cool. You're right, that is awesome. foodandwine.com again, you can check out if you'd like the whole article. All right, we did a serious one, now we get to do a fun one.
Awesome.
The witches of TikTok want to boycott Crock-Pot.
Sure.
Because they say the company broke its promise to deliver a cauldron this year.
I'm sorry. All of the vessels are cauldrons, ma'ams.
Apparently, they've been asking for... I never like generalizing. So the idea that the witches of TikTok, that's like saying everyone... Like, maybe there's a handful out
there. Well, there... Okay, but that's because there's like a movement where it's, you know, it's witch talk. It's a whole thing.
Witch talk is a great name, though.
Yep.
So apparently, they've been asking for one for a while. We may have—I believe we did touch on this story last year too,
where they were going to make one that looked like a cauldron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crock-Pot previously suggested that they'd make a cooker in the shape of a cauldron in 2025. They have done shapes like football-shaped crock-pots before and everything, so it wouldn't be out of there. But it also, if I remember right, it was kind of done a little tongue-in-cheek, they were saying this.
Right.
A lot of witches are ripping crock-pots online now, calling this tease a marketing flop, and crock-pots should be
careful.
Because
people would have bought that.
It seems like one of these things where you got to listen to your audience, right?
Just a little bit.
I mean, I don't know how their sales are. I hope they're doing well. But if you can make more sales, and we're seeing this with a lot of companies nowadays. It used to be, well, we're not making those unless we know we can finish in the black with them. Why would we make them if we don't know if we can get our money back?
Right.
But now we're seeing more and more as it's getting tougher and tougher to sell your company and your business and your products. Like, if you're getting PR about it, you are finishing in the black. Mm-hmm. You are making it worthwhile of the company to make the product. So I feel actually like it's kind of silly that they didn't do it.
It's, right, because like you've already, it's not that you don't do the specialty crockpot bit. You do that, so just do that. I don't know, but also witch talk. Come on now. You're only asking for it because you know every last one of those is already a cauldron. Stop it. Just paint yours black. It's fine.
It would be nice to see some conversation of that. You know, I think that's interesting because I didn't know that. And I think that's quite interesting, actually.
Listen, if it can soup, it is cauldron.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
That's it. That's it. Like that's the only requirement. If it can soup, it is cauldron.
Crockpot is saying that they have heard the witch's requests and, quote, you never know what might be bubbling up in the future. So they're kind of teasing it again.
They might be taking them seriously this time. They might have been like, okay, all right, we hear you.
So now that part, weirdos. If that's the case, I kind of wouldn't blame them.
Sure.
Because it's one thing to, like what I'm saying, listening to your community, listening to your audience, you know, listening to the consumers and all that. But we also know that can blow up in your face if you're living in bubbles. I will talk about this to the end of time because I still can't believe it happened. But the movie Morbius was so bad.
So bad.
And it was getting just roasted all over social media.
It was bad.
It was getting so bad that it actually went around the other side to the point where people were like kind of turning it into a funny meme and making it quite popular to where it was trending online.
Its badness was the bit.
And the people at Sony just saw it trending online and thought, oh, they
love it. No. Well,
it's so hard for it's so hard for a movie to lose money, genuinely like lose money.
Yeah.
Let alone a superhero movie.
Sure.
This movie didn't just lose money once, but twice.
Yes.
Like because of that.
Right. I would say, in defense of Witch Talk, they perhaps learned that they were not being heard at a conversational tone, so they had to shout it.
Yeah.
And Crockpot seems to be responding to the shout.
Yeah, which, I mean, more and more is kind of where we've gone as a society.
Yeah.
I think that people are being heard more. Now, that can mean sometimes that we're listening to 1% of a community when, you know, that 99%, you know, and sometimes it can mean that it's not always something that you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
that's this case. I think they just didn't want to hear that people really wanted this.
Overall, I think it's important, though, that voices are being heard.
100%.
We will take a quick time out. When we come back, we're talking the top trending Halloween costumes. And I believe these are for kids. So I pulled up one from Good Housekeeping for most popular for adults in 2025.
So most popular Halloween costumes for 2025 coming up right after this break.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah.
Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk Halloween costumes. It's a tradition.
It's true.
Google released a list of the top trending Halloween costumes, and it's dominated by the characters, of course, from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, naturally. That is a phenomenon. And honestly, it's well-earned.
They've got the entire top five in order. Rumi, Zoe, Mira, Jinu, and Baby Saja. Saja.
Okay. Baby Saja.
Okay.
I'm not surprised at that. Which hang on. Read the first three again.
Rumi, Zoe, Mira.
Okay. So Zoe first and then Mira. That makes sense.
And Jinu.
Jinu is the lead of the demons.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the dark-haired one. And then Baby Saja is the one with the blue hair.
Okay.
And the stupid hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another character from the movie, Derpy the Tiger, came in at number 8.
That tiger rocks, guys. tiger rocks.
Chicken Jockey from Minecraft came in at 6th.
Sure.
Followed by Labubu at number 7. And rounding out the top 10, Elphaba from Wicked.
Sure.
And the Lorax. Lorax making a run.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Keep going, Lorax.
That's awesome. Rumi is also the number one trending costume for kids, while Labubu is number one for dogs.
For dogs? Oh, heck yeah.
And the number one duo costume is Astrid and Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon.
Sure.
My dad will be happy about that one.
Great news for your dad.
I almost forgot. My dad actually had a movie review.
Oh!
Him and my mom saw the live action.
The entertainment segment.
I should. I'll get into it later. And the number one trending in Halloween makeup is Kiss. The top trend.
Really?
That is awesome.
Really?
That is pretty darn cool.
Wow. I was expecting the basics, you know, clown,
yeah,
whatever. Cool.
You know, I
that's fun.
I don't know this for a fact. I can only speak about the people that I've been around. But actually, now that I'm seeing that and everything, it's not that surprising.
No.
I've seen a lot more of my students with like old school Kiss shirts and Kiss Army stuff.
The Def Leppard t-shirts that drive me wild. Seeing like a middle schooler in a Def Leppard shirt is crazy.
I don't know, because this is also,
I love it, but it's crazy.
I don't know if this is the case with the Kiss stuff or with that or anything, but I know this has happened to me before, where I'll see a kid with a like a Ramones shirt and like, oh, cool shirt, and they're like, I don't know, like,
I had a Ramones shirt when I was in high school.
They don't know the band,
but I knew,
you know?
I knew who the Ramones were.
I don't know how much that's happening.
I also had a really cool Ramones skirt. That was really cool.
The top trending decoration is floating candles.
Sure. Yeah.
How do those work? I haven't seen those.
I'm going to imagine they hang them and that it's a light and not a candle.
Right.
We're not.
Well,
you know.
So, yes. I was just looking at them, and they're exactly what you described.
They're hanging on fish line, like, or whatever. Yeah,
stuff like that. But that's my, I've been trying to think of new, my mom's got the same Halloween stuff that she's had forever.
Right. You're trying to freshen it up.
Yeah, I've been looking for new stuff, but it's got to be, it can't just be something simple. It's got to be on Pam Mieloff's level.
Of course.
And so this might be
she's
good.
She's got standards.
As long as I'm bringing it up, now that I'm thinking about it, 715-424-2600, everybody. You got suggestions? I'd love to hear them.
You know, those floating candles would look really cool in that space between the kitchen and the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging right there.
They call it a mud room, but I don't know. I've never seen any mud in there.
I wasn't talking about the mud room. I was talking about that small piece of half wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. See, now that would work.
That would look really cool. Right there in the half wall. No one's going to bonk their head on it, tall guy.
I think she'd like that. Yeah, I think she would like that. She would dig that for sure. I was hoping that we got a suggestion in, but nope, not yet. But you can text your suggestions in, everybody.
No, that's just your busy social life.
yes, Emily Kaplan giving me an update that Lane Houston has signed an 8-year deal by ESPN. That's ESPN makes me feel like I have a social
ESPN
life.
ESPN is your social life.
They're constantly like bombarding my phone with updates. It does kind of make me feel like, sometimes I won't look at my phone and just think it's somebody texting me.
Sure.
You can find... so bad. You can find the top trending costumes, if you'd like, everybody, at their website, frightgeist.com.
Frightgeist.com. I was surprised not to hear Wednesday Addams still.
Me too.
Because the second season did come out.
Maybe she'll show up on a Good Housekeeping's list. Good Housekeeping, I just threw this one on.
Oh, sure.
I didn't get a chance to really pregame this one. I just looked at it loosely, because most of the ones I just mentioned, it sounded like they were for kids.
Sure.
So what about adults? As we know, adults have taken over Halloween to a degree.
Well, to be fair, Wednesday Addams is a child, but okay.
I wasn't sure if, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, adults wearing kid costumes, stuff like that and everything, but fair point. Fair point.
An adult wearing a kid costume, like the it's a kid, please don't sexualize it.
Bob, I mean, don't any cause. I'm done with it.
Please don't do it.
Please.
It's a child.
I'm done with these quote-unquote sexy costumes. They're not sexy. They're lame. They're just lame. They really are. I've never seen one of those. It's supposed to be like, ooh,
sexy police officer.
Sexy crayon. Like, no, they're just kind of lame. Like, I mean.
Sexy firehouse dog.
I think that, to me, I think that the sexy part comes in when you're not trying. It just is because you can't help it.
Right, because you want the person wearing it to be the sexy, not the costume.
And boy, I should definitely be the one talking about this. I should not be the one talking about it. Number one on the Good Housekeeping's list for most popular Halloween costumes in 2025, Bob Dylan.
Okay, it's an easy costume. Sure, people probably have the whole thing. It's a jean jacket.
It's just kind of a bit of a bohemian kind of hippie kind of a look.
Because I was thinking jean jacket, right? Hat.
That'll work.
Do some double denim, grab a guitar.
Gotta have the sunglasses.
Floof your hair out real floofy.
Yeah, and I like this costume they have. As this person has a tiny little,
all black,
like
and
a ukulele.
Little ukulele.
Yeah, I like the idea of
perfect.
That. Then you don't have to carry a huge guitar around everywhere you go.
People will get it.
Espresso Martini, Dirty Martini, and a Cosmopolitan are
that is
are a
costume?
Bit of one. Yeah.
Oh, it's a group costume where everyone's dressing as a cocktail. That's fun.
They all look like cocktails or angry dogs.
Yes,
they got the cones.
Because
it's the cone-shaped
business. Because I'm trying to, I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, fun. How would we do like an old-fashioned? And I'm like, no, those are all martini glasses. I don't know how to do...
Oh,
the right kind of cup.
Okay, this is starting
oh,
to have kids' costumes
jewelry
in there,
box,
though.
Box ballerina.
But I never
that's
seen that.
That's actually kind of cool.
That's awesome. That's an awesome
that's
costume.
That's kind of a cool, and it's a real, like, it's a DIY possibility. It's kind of cool.
Which is funny, you know.
They just kind of slapped a box on this kid. Like, they dressed her up as a ballerina and then threw a box around her waist with the top up, and it has, a mirrored surface on it, and it's all painted pink. It's cute.
One of the things that you don't think about, at least I didn't, when your kids are you know getting older and everything, and things you're going to miss as the older they get, mm-hmm. making their Halloween costumes. I miss yeah. that so much. I yeah. forgot all about how much I didn't think about how much I would miss that. I didn't mm-hmm. know, but yeah, that I would make that in a heartbeat for like,
yeah.
Oh,
just get the
fun.
Little pieces, make the box. Yeah,
Beanie Babies also making
oh,
the
dressing
rounds.
Up as Beanie Babies yeah, and just throwing the tie tag around your neck. Nice.
There's
so that you're using that. Sleeper.
Yes, that's it.
Your Jim Jams with the ears on them, you know the one.
There are so many. There's been the rise has been going on for a while, so I'm mm-hmm. not saying it's a new trend, but of adults wearing these like onesie
sleeper pajamas.
Now you can use it. Now you can put it to
throw
use.
A tie tag around your neck and bam, Beanie Baby.
That's pretty good. Jeez. Sardines.
Fish sardines. You picked the right list for the right gal.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's basically
shout out. My noise is
can.
Off, fam.
Mm-hmm. And Peppa Pig
and George.
That's pretty
oh, they
cool.
have the little piggy snouts on a popsicle stick. That's fun.
I like that. I like
yeah.
that idea of a...
It's a sensory-friendly version, right? Where the kid only has to pop it in front really quick and go, and then move it.
Man... I'm very happy about this, and I'm very happy for kids and the younger generation, specifically kids that it really can help with those, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, those things. I am also a little angry that young kids...
That you didn't have that?
Yes. My generation...
Just a little bit bitter?
Growing up with the Kmart $2 mask that you
the
couldn't
plastic
breathe,
flat.
Breathe out of. Yeah. Ugh. Oh, those. Oh man. A generation just with cut lips.
Yes.
Just all chapped up yep. and cut up lips and everything from those costumes. But it was nice to have them. Let's see here. Sriracha hot sauce.
Oh, that's fun. That's yeah, the sriracha one. T-shirt and
that's
a green
bad.
Cone hat. Crocs. Nice.
People dressing up as Crocs. That's pretty good.
It looks like they made it out of foam. Mm. Like, that's cool. Dion from Clueless. Anyone from Clueless.
Yeah, and I saw Gilmore Girls one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Rory
so
from Gilmore Girls.
Kinda,
it just looks
those.
Like clothes.
Ooh, the Inside Out characters would
ooh,
be fun to do.
Ooh, that's a fun one. That if you had enough for a group of them, too,
oh,
that would
yes.
be great. You don't have to do everybody, but if you even had, like, three, that'd be solid.
That's one of the more popular movies that's become
like
out in the
last
couple
joy,
of years.
Like, you get joy, sadness, and anxiety,
that's
and you're
pretty fun.
Set.
I like that. That's a really fun idea. I like that one. Let's see. Oh, the
Severance?
Yeah, one of the more popular TV shows out there right
now.
I
yeah.
can see that's going to be one. And then Janie.
Abbott Elementary, sure.
Now, Janie from Abbott Elementary, I think that's Quintina Brunson's character. Mm-hmm. And she dresses like, I don't want to say like closed in or anything like that.
She dresses like a librarian.
Yes. Great way to put it. Yes.
If
perfect.
You're picturing that, that's how she's dressing. And honestly, it's really, really nice.
That might be kind of
it's,
fun to do if you don't dress like that.
It's conservative, but, you know, tight fitted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sookie from Gilmore Girls is
sure.
also in there. Cher from Clueless. So you're seeing a lot of those. 90s.
A dryer and a washing machine made with boxes. Come on, guys. That's so cool.
That's pretty good.
Find your socks without the pair and just glue them to a box. Bam.
That's a good one.
Lip smacker, she's chapstick.
Oh, that's not that's fun.
And that's fun.
So far.
So it's a little top hat and a little blue dress. These are all really cool DIY ideas.
Exactly. So
I wanna,
far.
I'm going to link this one too because that's got a lot of really cool, like, especially for, like, you know, let's be real. The grown-ups aren't going to spend real money on a Halloween costume, are we? No, we're not. We're spending that real money on the kids' Halloween costumes. So this has some really cool DIY costumes for the grown-ups who want to throw something together for themselves on the cheap.
Yeah, yeah. And appreciate you putting that to our podcast. Stanley Cups.
So they're wearing... sweatsuits that
yeah.
are the same color and then a hat that looks like a straw and a lid.
That's pretty good.
Cute.
That's pretty cute.
Again, it's super sensory friendly. That's a nice one. Caitlin Clark, yeah.
One of the more famous ballers out
it's
there
just
right
sports
now.
Sports in general. Dolly Parton. Oh. That could also double for a Trixie Mattel, though. Mm. Look at it. It looks
yeah, it
just
does.
Like
it does
Trixie.
Kind of look like it does. But I like the effort.
It goes both ways.
I like what they put in there.
Scrub Daddy. Nice.
Yep. Anytime you could be a household product.
Yep. Tennis players. I wish there was a tennis ball in that group. That would be really fun for me.
It would really complete the look.
Especially if it was a dog or a cat dressed as a tennis ball. Come on, that'd be real cool. Elphaba and Glinda.
We didn't mention them, but I like this one as a pairing, like a mom mm-hmm. and daughter or, yep. or something like that.
And that's
like
what it looks like. It looks like a mom and daughter or an older sister and a younger sister.
That's a really fun idea for a mom mm-hmm. and daughter. I hadn't thought of it like that before, but I really like that idea. That's sure. really cool. Oh, that's fun. I like it even. I think either way works. Mm-hmm. Like if the little girl is Elphaba or the good or Glinda. Either sure. way, I think it works.
Yeah,
that's
I'd love
fun.
Dress up. It's the best.
What are you going to be this year? Let us know, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up or use the Civic Media app. We'll be back after this.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin.